A new sport is zipping through the Central Valley on four tiny propellers. Drone racing is growing in popularity as the price of the tiny machines fall and their popularity rises. And as FM89's Jeffrey Hess reports, it is so popular that pilots are competing in parks to be the fastest drone around.
On a sunny Sunday afternoon in March, Dennis Spear watches his 15-year-old son Matthew pilot a tiny metal drone through a course at a park outside Fresno.
It's like a swarm of angry bees, isn't it?
Drones have exploded in popularity. More than 700,000 drones were sold in the United States last year. These drones aren't what you may have seen in the neighborhood or heard about on the news. They're smaller than a Frisbee and very lightweight. Dennis says, don't underestimate them. Their size makes them really fast and nimble.
Compared to, like, say, a high-performance jet aircraft, like a fighter aircraft, they might have 2-to-1, you know, horsepower-to-weight ratio. But this has 8, 10-to-1.
Some drones can reach top speeds over 100 miles an hour. The pilots have to guide their drones through a series of physical obstacles, such as flying around a pole, going under or over a certain gate, or making an S formation in a box. It's up to the pilot to figure out the fastest way through the course.
Come through this gate, go around here. My strategy is kind of go that way more over the pond.
Matthew dons a pair of large white goggles that completely cover his eyes. A tiny camera on the front of the drone beams an image back to the goggles nearly instantly. By looking through them, it's like he's a tiny pilot literally in the drone.
Yeah, it looks like you're sitting in the front of the cockpit. It's kind of a rush.
The goggles also give detailed information about the drone, such as how much battery life is left. Racers try to complete the course as many times as possible in 2 minutes. A computer tracks the lightning-quick drones and marks their lap times.
Leader Swifty, lap 219.33.
It's a balancing act, says race organizer Taylor Ellis. Push too hard, and you could crash, miss an obstacle, or even run out of juice in your battery. Be too careful, and, well, come in last. Racers compete against similarly sized drones based on their propeller size, ranging from 3 to 5 inches. Ellis says the tournament leader is the perfect example of hitting the drone racing sweet spot.
He's not only fast, but he's consistent. And that's one of the most important things about drone racing. Because you can have somebody that's slower than you, but if you crash out, they'll get more laps.
Ellis got into drones a couple of years ago before starting this chapter of the Multi-GP Drone Racing League. There are just 19 registered pilots currently in Fresno. But next month, there's a qualifying race in Bakersfield where more than 100 pilots are expected to race. Winners there move on to the state competition, and then potentially on to the national tournament.
Yeah, it's starting to grow a lot more, you know, and we'll just have 2 or 3 people usually on a typical Sunday come up that we've never met that's not part of the group, and they just stumble across.
However, this is not exactly the cheapest or easiest sport to get into. At this race, there are table after table of spare parts, tools, and charging batteries. All the drones are built by hand, with hundreds of intricate electrical and mechanical parts all needing to work together in perfect sync. Ellis says getting started with your first drone can cost around $1,500.
It's definitely got its startup costs, but once you're involved and you're in it and you have your gear, it's easy to maintain. So if you look at it, you know, versus like cars or motorcycles or, you know, any other grown-up hobby, it's quite cheap. But if you compare it to a lot of kids' hobbies, it's quite expensive.
For the father-son team of Dennis and Matthew Spear, it's about more than just winning the race. Dennis gets to share his lifelong love of flying and spend time with his son, but he also sees an educational opportunity.
You know, it's such a great vehicle for exploring aviation and science, technology, engineering, arts, and math in general. You know, it goes into all that.
And maybe even a career future in the growing field of robotics and automation.
Oh,
but it's also really, really fun.
Oh, we're having a good time. We're doing circles.
For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.